2. What is history? What do we mean by history? History is the study of things that happened in the past. History can be very recent, or it can extend back to the earliest times from which any sort of records can be obtained. History cannot be understood properly by the study of a single event. It is necessary to understand the culture of the people among whom the event took place and that of any other countries that could have affected the event. An understanding of history can only be obtained by piecing together knowledge from a whole range of sources to provide a broad picture. How do we know about the past? Our knowledge of the past comes from a wide range of sources of information. Sometimes historians record their own version of recent history. Other information is obtained from material that was written down and contained passing references to people and events. A tablet recording the taxes levied on an ancient civilization in the Middle East, for example, can tell us what crops were grown and the type of economy that existed. History can sometimes be reconstructed, even though information was never written down. For example, myths and legends containing historical truths can survive for hundreds of years, and the remains of some buildings can tell us how people lived in earlier times. What does an archaeologist do? An archaeologist reconstructs the past by studying buildings and objects that have survived. Sometimes historical remains are astonishingly well preserved. For example, the Roman cities of Pompeii and Herculaneum, which were overwhelmed by the eruption of Mount Vesuvius. Many tiny aspects of Roman life were preserved, including graffiti on the walls. Such perfect preservation is very rare. Archaeologists usually need to make a painstaking reconstruction, carefully excavating the remains of ruined buildings. Sometimes only the post holes of a wooden building are left, but even they can provide useful clues about the type of building. The oldest archaeological remains come from the Stone Age. The remains of flint tools and weapons have survived, together with bones that show which animals were hunted and eaten. Who were the first historians? The first true historians were ancient Greeks, who wrote long accounts about historical events. However, they also wove fanciful events into their stories to make them more interesting, and it is sometimes difficult to separate truth and invention. The problem with ancient historians is that they put across a particular viewpoint. Often they were trying to glorify a local king or ruler. Sometimes a straightforward account of a particular event was written down. For example, Viking explorers recorded their voyages. In more recent times, detailed diaries provide a valuable source of information. Some modern history has been deliberately rewritten for political reasons. How are dates measured? Accurate dating of archaeological remains is a relatively recent science. Wooden objects up to 8,000 years old can be dated by examining the growth rings in the wood. By studying the rings of very old but still living trees, they can be dated very accurately, so surviving wooden implements and utensils can be dated exactly. Radiocarbon dating takes us back much further. A radioactive form of carbon decays at a very slow rate, which can be measured exactly. By measuring the amount of carbon-12 and carbon-14 in a small piece of organic material, objects as old as 50,000 years ago can be dated. Buried objects are often dated by looking at and dating nearby objects buried at the same time. Ancient Egyptian hieroglyphic writing had long been indecipherable. The discovery of the Rosetta Stone provided the key to understanding the ancient Egyptian script. How can you find out about local history? History is still happening all around you, and local history is an important field of study. It shows how ordinary people lived and worked. It is not difficult to find out what happened in your own area in the recent past. Most towns and cities, for example, have local museums that preserve items of interest. Libraries may hold stocks of old newspapers. You could construct a family tree to trace the history of your own family. Usually parents and relatives can provide information about recent family members, but after a few generations, you will need to check local records. In many countries, churches kept records of births, christenings, marriages, and burials, and these records can be studied. What is the Rosetta Stone? The discovery of the Rosetta Stone in 1799 near Alexandria in Egypt was the key to unraveling the language of the ancient Egyptians. Hieroglyphics, a form of picture writing used by ordinary people in ancient Egypt, had puzzled archaeologists and historians for hundreds of years. The discovery of the Rosetta Stone, which contained the same inscription in hieroglyphics and in Greek, allowed the meaning of the complicated hieroglyphic pictures to be understood. In turn, this allowed thousands of surviving ancient Egyptian inscriptions to be translated.